This is Fresh Air. One of the year's surprise hits is FX's The Bear, now available on Hulu. It centers on a brilliant young chef who leaves the world of fine dining to run his family's sandwich shop in Chicago. Our critic-at-large John Power says it's a sneaky, smart show with the manic pace of restaurant work itself. Here's John.
Back when COVID was at its peak, one saw frequent news stories about how the pandemic was killing the restaurant business. This was undeniably true. Yet even at the best of times, running a restaurant is a killer. Whether you're a world-famous foodie destination or a mom-and-pop cafe, your workday isn't just relentless in its pressure. Your profit margin is usually so small that an oil company executive would laugh in mocking disbelief. Viewers get plunged into the restaurant life in FX's breathlessly entertaining hit, The Bear, now available in its entirety on Hulu. I know I'm coming to it late, but you see, when I watched the first episode, I had COVID. Not surprisingly, I couldn't enjoy it. But so many friends praised it that I tried again. And I discovered that this sharply written 8-part series, created by Christopher Storer, manages to be at once frenetic, stingingly accurate about restaurant work, and maybe a tad shameless, especially in how it all works out. Jeremy Allen White, who you may know from the actual show Shameless, stars as Carmen Berzato, known as Carmy and sometimes Bear. Carmy was chef de cuisine at what was dubbed the world's best restaurant. But when his brother Mike suddenly dies, he inherits the family sandwich shop named the Original Beef of Chicagoland. He aims not merely to save this beloved restaurant, but to make it excellent by changing how things work. Even as he discovers the place is saddled with debts, Carmy meets resistance from the staff, starting with his quasi-manager, Richie, who has an alpha male attitude without alpha male skills. He's played with great panache by Eben Moss Backrack. Richie wants everything to stay the same. So does the feisty cook, Tina. That's pungent Lisa Colon Zayas. But Carmy has his backers, too, starting with his first hire, a gifted, impatient chef, Sydney. She's winningly played by Ayo Edebiri, who helps him start taming the chaos. Here, early on, we sense the show's hyperactive quality when Carmy walks through the kitchen bickering with Tina and the chef named Ibrahim.
Tina!
Carmen!
Ibrahim!
What is beef?
It's in the oven. Tina, can you start a new chard in there for me, please, chef?
I need my fennel first, Jeff.
Carmen!
Ibrahim!
I need my beef. Then I do onions. Then I do potatoes. We have a system.
Aye, but you could punch him, blanch him, freeze him, fry him before the beef, right?
Don't mess up our place.
I'm not messing anything up. Chef, no, please do not touch that. This is the one time you listen to me. Please do not touch that. That's been going for 12 hours, okay?
That's my pot, Jeff. Everybody knows.
That's her pot.
Use another pot, please, chef, all right?
Corner!
In an earlier era, The Bear would be about how Carmy triumphantly turns his recalcitrant staff of bad news chefs into a winning team. Now, some of that does happen here. The restaurant's towering bread and cake maker, Marcus, gets inspired by Carmy's cooking to become an obsessive baker who wants to produce the perfect donut. Catching a glimpse of grander horizons than he's ever known, he transcends his own sense of what he can do. Yet for all Carmy's gifts as a chef, White's tightly wound performance reveals him to be a wounded soul. Though lavishly muscled, he's also possessed of a hunch, as if bent under the weight of work, and a deeply ingrained male pathology when it comes to dealing with feelings. While Richie's bluster is his way of avoiding emotional pain, Carmy escapes into a frantic, self-absorbed perfectionism that creates the very toxic restaurant culture he's always hated. The Bear deftly touches on a whole bunch of other themes, from the psychic costs of perfection to the cult of the genius white male chef. Indeed, Carmy's kitchen is filled with talented non-white chefs, like Sydney and Marcus, who want to grow and succeed. Revealingly, the character most loyal to the restaurant and Chicago's old ways, he worries about gentrification, is Richie, who wants to preserve a past in which guys like him felt at home. At bottom, The Bear interweaves the stories of two different sorts of family. In the literal one, Carmy and the Berzato clan must face the death of their charming, beloved Mike. Although this plotline is skillfully done, building to Carmy's 7-minute monologue in the final episode, the show is actually better and more original when it centers on the dreams and conflicts inside the restaurant, where everyone from Carmy to the janitor sits down each day to eat what's called family dinner. There are lots of restaurants on TV in these food-mad days, from Bob's Burgers to Hell's Kitchen to that historical Swedish one officially titled The Restaurant. But if you want to get a feel for what it's like to actually work at one, with its merciless stresses, oversized personalities, and battlefield camaraderie, The Bear is the one to watch. It goes down like comfort food.
John Powers reviewed The Bear, now available on Hulu. The series has been renewed for a second season. On tomorrow's show, we'll talk about a group that's little known outside Trump circles called the Conservative Partnership Institute. Journalist Maggie Severns describes the CPI as one of the most powerful political messaging forces in the MAGA universe. The article she co-wrote about it is headlined The Insurrectionist's Clubhouse. I hope you can join us.